Blog Talk Radio.
She's passionate and she's got one purpose, to help you live an incredible life. Anna McCoy is a life coach, financial educator, author, entrepreneur, and inspirational speaker. She'll give you the real answers to tough questions. And now, your host, Anna
the Real McCoy.
Welcome to the show. This is Anna the Real McCoy. I'm excited to talk to you today. We are going to be talking about... We'll be talking about following your strengths on today, and you will get to hear about how to maximize your strengths and the opportunities that you have in order to accomplish your dreams and visions more effectively in the marketplace. So, I'm excited about this topic, as I'm excited about all topics. But the first thing that I want to start off with in following your strengths, and we are on page 136 of Woman Act Now, is I want to start off with a quote. You cannot be anything you want to be, but you can be a lot more of who you already are. And that's a quote from Tom Rath, who is the author of a book called Strength Finders. One of the words, the word of the day is master execution, the Woman Act Now word of the day. And a quote that I have on there is, be a better executor and you will have an exceptional life, an extraordinary life. And so it's important to me to share with you how to begin to create opportunities that you can begin to turn into, you know, opportunities of value. And from the perspective of being able to identify your strengths and be able to move out on those strengths and execute. So we're on page 136 of Woman Act Now. We're making our way. We're almost halfway through the book. Next month, we're going to be talking about building your brand you. So the entire month, all four shows will be on building brand you, from the makeup of a brand to building your brand, to your brand you image, to creating a opportunity and a situation for you to be able to be your very best in this economy. So we will be talking about branding on next month. All right, so the first thing that I want to talk about today is identifying and following your strengths. When you do this, it really can catapult you into countless opportunities and great wealth. And what I mean by this is that when we're able to identify our strengths, when we can identify our strengths, and that's what we're talking about. You're listening to Anna the Real McCoy on Woman Act Now Radio, and our topic today is follow your strengths. And what you're going to learn are several different things and how we're able to convert our strengths into true opportunities, One of the things that I'd like to talk to you about today is when we think about a strength, I want to, first of all, start off with a story about understanding your strengths and the raw talent that you have, and this raw talent and how it can be converted into a opportunity of value. The first thing is that when we fail to follow our strengths, it can lead us down a path of frustration, disappointment, and sadness. And one of the things that is really important in following your strengths is being able to identify what we call that raw talent.
And that raw talent is your ability to be able to recognize something that you're really good at. So when we think about it, one of the things that I wrote in the book is that I talk about my experience in playing golf. About 10 years ago, I picked up the golf club, and it was really the, the prenuptial of my marriage with my husband, Richmond, and it was the only thing that he required that I do prior to our getting married, and that was to learn how to play golf. Well, all he had to do was say that to me. So 10 years ago, I picked up the golf club, and there off I went. So here's a story in the book that I talk about. Of course, I'm no Tiger Woods, but I can hold my own on the green. On the day I swung the first 7-iron, I was on the driving range with my friend, Gabrielle. The golf pro who was assisting me showed me how to hold the club, then told me to give it a try. I said, sure. All I have to do is swing, right? He replied with an emphatic yes. I swung the club and hit the ball effortlessly, and it traveled at least 150 yards. The golf pro looked shocked. Wow, that was easy, I said. As Gabrielle looked on in amazement, the golf pro put another ball on the tee and asked me to try hitting it again. I swung the ball and off went the ball. I swung the club and off went the ball straight ahead about 150 yards. He looked at me and asked, are you sure you have never golfed before? I quickly assured him, no, this is my very first time. He proceeded to tell me that I was a natural. By this time, my excitement was bubbling over. I was on the golf course that day because Richmond, my then fiancé, wanted me to learn to golf. And the golf pro's response let me know that I would do just fine. Richmond would be so pleased. Gabrielle, also a first-time golfer, couldn't strike the ball at all. Still rejoicing over my immediate success, I looked over at Gabrielle and tried to encourage her, saying, come on, it's really easy. Just swing at the ball and hit it. Well, apparently she didn't have a natural knack for golfing. And I didn't know enough about golf to know that few people strike the ball on the first try. After a few rounds of practice at the driving range, I had the opportunity to golf for the first time with Richmond. He was immediately surprised by my ability, and he was convinced that I had taken private lessons in order to impress him with my skills. However, I had not taken lessons. The truth was that I had a raw talent for golfing. We were married within 3 months of when I started to golf. In September of that same year, only 6 months after my first time holding a golf club, I was competing in the Black Enterprise Golf Challenge at the Doral Golf Course in Miami, Florida. My husband had insisted that I participate in this tournament and had spent most of the time when he was working helping me on the golf course, teaching me the game. So after only 6 months of training with my husband of 6 months, I was a contender for first place in a 3-day golf tournament. I was on the leaderboard for day one of the tournament. I ultimately finished in fifth place, primarily because I lost my focus on the final day of the round. The round exceeded 6 hours duration, and I was more than ready to finish. Since that time, though, I have become an even better golfer, beating the fellows on a regular basis and driving the greens. From the ladies' tee box, I can drive the ball to the green in one shot, and my longest drive hitting the green has been 289 yards. Now go ahead and say it, wow. Yes, a wow is in order, and that's the response I most commonly receive from anyone who plays golf with me. Even though I don't play very often, my handicap is about a 15, and I have never had a handicap higher than a 30. So from the time I started playing to the present day, I have improved my game 50%, and with little instruction, My husband, through professional lessons, plenty of unsolicited advice, and many hours spent viewing the Golf Channel. Imagine what could have happened if I had discovered my raw talent earlier, converted it into a strength, and pursued the opportunity afforded me. I might have been able to compete at the LPGA, which is the Ladies Pro Golfers Association, level, and perhaps I could have even become a famous female golfer. Well, as I wrote this chapter, my experience with golf clearly illustrated to me the need to identify your raw talent and invest time, energy, effort, and knowledge to convert that talent into a strength that ultimately could lead to great opportunity in your life. If I would have pursued golf, I know I would have succeeded. However, I do not regret that I didn't follow that raw talent, because my life and professional career eventually led me to pursue numerous business opportunities and a higher calling of touching the lives of others through ministering, training, and coaching. Now, during the same time that I discovered my golfing talent, I was also given a tremendous opportunity to start a business with my husband, Richmond, in 1998. I believe that my talent in administration and operations could better serve in building this business. Collectively, focusing our skills, experience, and expertise, we were able to raise $10 million in seed capital to start a private equity real estate company. This company has grown in value in excess of $500 million. It's a good thing I didn't stick with golf as a career. Now, as we move forward, I want to help you identify not only the strengths in your life, but also the weaknesses, the opportunities, and the threats, commonly known as a SWOT analysis. By performing a personal SWOT analysis, you will be able to analyze your current position and identify the talents you possess that you can develop in order to have the greatest opportunities for success. So now what we're going to start with, and I wanted to read that story for you so that you really understand that there are several different things in this story. One, I talked about my raw talent as a golfer. Number two, I talked about being able to convert raw talent into opportunity. And the things that we require in order to do that is four different things. One, we have to invest time, energy, effort, and knowledge. We have to attain knowledge. It's the acquisition of knowledge in order to convert the talent into a strength, or in order to convert that then into an opportunity. So, okay, let me share that with you again. One is that we have our raw talent. That raw talent must be converted. There are four things that are going to help you to convert raw talent into a strength. And those four things are time, energy, effort, and the acquisition of knowledge. Those four things will help you to convert the raw talent you have into a strength that will ultimately lead to a great opportunity in your life. So, and that's what we're talking about today, is following your strength. Have you been able to identify where your strength lies? Where are you strongest at? What do you hear people talking about or saying to you? So the first area that I want to talk about are your strengths. Identifying your strengths will help you determine the unique attributes and skills that you can convert into opportunities with definite potential for success. Now, you know, there are several effective methods you can use to measure your strengths. First, listen to what others say about you. Second, make note of the things others most often ask you to do or help them with. Third, take one of the many available personality strength or behavior assessments, such as Myers-Briggs Type Indicator. Discovering your strengths will help you move in the direction of discovering and developing your most dominant gift. Now, another example that you can take is, I started off this program with a quote by Tom Rath, the author of Strength Finders. You cannot be anything you want to be, but you can be a lot more of who you already are. And the key to this is recognizing where we are talented at. Where do we have that raw talent? We'll talk about this more when we talk about brand new talent. And so another area that you can look at is Tom Rath's StrengthFinder 2.0. Now, that's the name of the book. And in that book comes an online test that will help you discover and understand and identify your strengths. So now, a strength is defined. There's an equation that we can define a strength as, and that is your talent times your investment, or raw talent times investment will equal a strength. In other words, let's look at the word talent. Talent is a natural way of thinking, feeling, or behaving. Now, we're going to multiply the way we think, the way we feel, the way we behave by an investment. And an investment is defined as time spent practicing or developing your skills and building your knowledge base. Now, that will equal a strength. And a strength is defined as the ability to consistently provide near-perfect performance. Now, that's the key. When we think about our strengths is that when we are strong in a particular area, we are able to provide or to consistently achieve near-perfect performance. So we want you to be at that place when it comes to you being able to convert your talents and your skills into true opportunities of wealth. And so let me just give you that equation again. Talent times investment equals strength. So we're working with those raw talents, and I just want you to think about what are your raw talents. What are the talents that you have that you can convert into a strength? Okay? So the next thing is that looking at talent again, what is the definition of talent? Talent is a natural way of thinking, feeling, or behavior. Now, we're going to multiply that. That means that you've got to multiply your natural way of thinking, a natural way of feeling, or a natural way of behavior. And behavior can be anything that you do. It can be a behavior that's repeated, that's developed into a habit, as even when we think about your ability as an athlete or an artist or any of those areas that you've multiplied over and over by investing what? Time spent practicing or developing your skills and building your knowledge base. That will equal a strength because we want to be as close as possible to having an ability to consistently provide near-perfect performance. So now when we think about this, let me give you this example of a strength, understanding a strength or raw talent that a person might have. One of my own strengths is really it's public speaking. I am never anxious or nervous when I stand in front of a crowd. In fact, it's when I'm in front of a large group of people that I really find myself in the zone. In fact, you can give me an audience of one and I'll turn on like a light bulb. Because I am in my place, I'm in the zone, and this is the only place I'd rather be. So at a conference I was speaking at about the importance of maximizing your strengths and talents, and I prepared a special drama to illustrate the process of developing one's talent. The illustration began something like this. I moved from the podium to the piano. I love the piano, and I even have one in my office. But I can't play it. I have no raw talent for playing the piano, nor have I invested much time or effort to hone that particular skill. When I move from the podium to the piano, just imagine the audience assumed that I had a musical talent based on the way in which I handled myself as my fingers first touched the keys. Because I have a piano, I know how to find middle C, and I can play a basic C major chord. Now, allow me to digress for one moment. Prior to my taking the stage, an extremely gifted and talented musician had played the piano and sang. Her performance was so impressive that she had received a standing ovation from the audience. Now, let's return back to the piano, where my story resumes. You know, after I played the first chord, it was all downhill. Why? Because playing the piano is something I hope to do someday. Perhaps when I arrived in heaven, I will have the opportunity to play that piano. But down here on earth, it is just not going to happen. So contrary to my own musical performance, the young woman who performed before me, before I did, had the talent, the gifts, the skills, the knowledge, and many hours of practice. Therefore, her output was far stronger and more skillful than mine. So after making the point of my illustration by banging discordantly on the piano keys, I returned to my own strength, public speaking, and received a standing ovation at the conclusion of my presentation. Playing the piano is not one of my strengths, but public speaking is. So I've spoken before tens of thousands of people in the course of my career, making presentations to crowds of 1 to 10,000 people, and I have been consistently effective. Now, every assessment I've ever taken of my personality, strength, or behavior confirms that I am a communicator, a speaker, a leader, a coach, or an encourager. Now, fortunately, I discovered my strength as a communicator early enough to act on it and develop it further. I realized that I must do more than speak. However, I must use every possible medium or outlet to spread my message. And you know what? Writing the book, Woman Act Now, is just another avenue through which I can communicate, as well as a way to leave a legacy of my thoughts for others to benefit from years to come. Now, sharing that story is, I want you to understand something. When we talk about your strengths, when we talk about you being able to convert your strengths into true opportunities of wealth, what that means is we have identified that a strength is a raw talent times an investment. And when we spend time, effort, knowledge, or the acquisition of knowledge on a raw talent, then we have an opportunity to convert it into something of value, meaning that you have to convert that strength into an opportunity of value. When you do that, then now you have something that you can begin to work with. So doing that illustration of moving from my strength to a weakness, something that I'm totally unskilled for, is a demonstration of my wanting to do something, but really not putting forth the time, the effort, the energy, and the acquisition of knowledge. So as a result of that, I think that we want to begin to identify our natural talents and build your strengths. So I'd like to welcome Joshua to the show. And also we have one of our listener who's listening from the 404 and the 205 area. I want to welcome you to the show as well. I want you to know you're loved and appreciated. You're listening to Coach Anna on Woman Act Now Radio, The Real McCoy, and I'm talking about following your strength today. If you have a question, you can join me in the chat room and send your question. Also, if you want to be on the show or ask a question, you can just let me know by choosing to talk to the host within the queue that you're sitting in. And so, Joshua, I see I would love to have you on my show. I'd love to be on your show. Joshua, just send me an email after this show and give me all your information, and we'll see how we can support each other. So, again, I'm talking about following your strengths. And the key here, the word conversion is so important that you understand that in order to create anything of value, you have to be able to convert. Joshua, go ahead and ask your question, and I will respond to you from the chat area. Like I said, when we go back to a talent, I want to define that for you, because next month I'll be talking about branding. brand new talent, understanding your talent, being the talent, understanding your image, your brand identity as it relates to your personal brand. But when we go back to talent, I want to review this definition again because it's so important that a talent is a natural way of thinking, feeling, or behavior. So now what I want you to think about is what subjects interest you? What are you deeply moved by? Do you have strong convictions about any particular issues? What do you do well? What unique resources can you draw on? What do others see as your strengths? And now if you can begin to answer some of those questions, you can begin to think about what your raw talents are, or you can look at those talents that you've truly developed into a strength. The next thing is based on this equation of an investment of time, of money, energy, and effort, it is essential to convert your talents into strengths. Now, how have you invested in yourself lately? I want you to answer that question for me. What have you done as it relates to your investment in your own ability? What classes have you taken? What sports or musical instruments or other hobbies do you practice? What books have you read in the past 6 months? If you have many books on your shelves and with many different subjects, which ones really appeal to you? I want to welcome Sister to the show, and thank you so much for listening. I know that you could be spending your time doing something else, but we're talking about following your strength. I have a question from the chat room from Joshua, and Joshua is asking this question: how did you know that this was your gift? Asking me the question, how do I know that speaking is my gift? And when we started the show off, I actually asked three questions, or gave you three things to look at when we think about how do we begin to identify our strengths and help to determine the unique attributes and skills about us. Well, there are several ways that you can do this, but first of all, listen to what others say about you. That's number one, is that most times when we think about how were we trained as young people, we were trained based on our parental guidance, our culture, our authority, all of those individuals who spoke into our lives. And as a result of that, we began to understand, they began to speak things based on what they noticed about us. That continues to carry out throughout our lives. So the first thing that we want you to think about is to listen to what others say about you. Secondly, we want you to make a note of the things others most often ask you to do or to help them with. Now, did you get that? We're talking about how do you discover that gift or that raw talent. Sometimes you don't see what's so great about you, but other people have a great eye to see. And how it comes out or how it's demonstrated is they consistently ask you to do certain things or to help them. The next thing or the third thing that you want to do is that you want to take some type of personality or behavior test so that you begin, or an assessment, not really a test, so that you really understand some of your strengths. Because oftentimes we don't understand. For instance, many of you might have heard of, I don't even remember, the DISC test, the DISC test, or something similar to that. But it talks about these four different personalities: the sanguine personality, a melancholy, a phlegmatic, and a choleric. These four different types of people, you know, that's what they think we can all fit into. Well, when you take that test, you begin to understand the benefit of it is learning if you are a particular type of person, what some of your weaknesses might be. And those are really the things that you want to focus on and overcome. Because you do the things that if you're a choleric person, then you're a strong leader, but at the same time, you might be a person that may not, you know, be compassionate for others in your ability to lead people somewhere. So it helps you to really begin to identify what your strengths and your weaknesses are to be able to overcome those weaknesses in your life. And so when we talk about how do we discover the gifts and the talents we have, well, I think that these three things, not that they're inclusive, but they certainly will be helpful to you to pay attention to what's going on around you and what people are saying about you. And so going to continuing, and I was talking about as it relates to your talent. Your talent is the, in order to create a strength, it's important that you understand that you take the raw talent you have for anything. I mean, take, for example, a person who has an eye for decorating. You know, and people come to your house and they say things like, wow, this is so nice. You really are great at this. But you've not spent any time, any effort, any investment, or any acquisition of knowledge to increase that skill. You'll go so far, maybe you can do your friends, but if you really want to compete and convert your talent, that raw talent of having an eye to decorate, then you need to spend more time, effort, and energy in the acquisition of knowledge in order to be able to really convert it into a meaningful opportunity of value. And what we mean by that is that you get paid. Do you understand what I'm saying? You are going to get paid because you have converted your opportunity. So you can get the book. I'm talking about Woman Act Now, Learn, Launch, and Live Your Dream. And Joshua is not just for women. It is marketed towards women, but all of the principles are not gender specific. So you can buy the book at any retail bookstore or bookseller in your community. You can order it directly from them, or they may have it in stock, or you can order it on Amazon, Barnes & Nobles, or you can find more information by going to womanactnow.com. I run an organization called Woman Act Now, and my entire intention is to help individuals to really execute on their dreams and their visions. And so the organization is the fact that it's something different, you've never experienced it before, you should go to womanactnow.com and check it out. You can follow me on Twitter at womanactnow.com. I'm on Facebook as Anna McCoy in the Fort Worth area. So the organization is really to help you achieve your dreams and to execute on your ideas, to be able to convert your raw talents into true opportunities and strengths that you can create something of value. So you won't have this kind of accountability as it relates to your ability to be able to execute on these dreams. So I have Joshua communicating with me through the chat room, and Joshua, you're welcome to get the Woman Act Now book and look at some of the resources online and share those resources with other individuals. And no, you're not getting on my nerves. You just keep talking to me, Joshua. Keep talking to me. You're one encourager to the next. You keep talking to me. And Joshua has a show on Blog Talk Radio show called the Joshua Rabbi. I'm probably getting your name wrong, but Rabbi Show. And he's on today at 2:30 after this show. So make sure that you listen to his show. Now, I do have a hand up in my queue for someone who wants to get on the show in the 205 area code. I'm going to open up the lines to allow you to conversate with me. Are you there?
Hey.
Hi, how you doing? Is that Joshua?
Yes, this is me. How are you?
How you doing, Joshua?
I'm doing good.
So why don't you tell us how to pronounce your name more
okay.
a little bit better. I know
it.
I chopped you up.
It's Raby.
Okay, it's Raby. So Joshua.
Yes.
So you've been listening to the show today, and we've been talking about following your strengths.
Mm-hmm.
You have a question or a comment that you'd like to share?
Well, I have a question. I also have a comment.
Okay.
I guess I'll do the comment first that way I can get to the question.
Tell us what city. Where are you calling from?
I'm calling from Birmingham, Alabama.
All right. Down there in the Bama land.
Yeah. Roll Tide. I want to make a comment to those that are listening to your show. I think it's very important to know that to use the strengths that you have and the gifts that you have to be willing to want to use those gifts.
Oh, that's good.
And I tell a lot of people, matter of fact, I'm writing a book myself right now, and I'm doing a whole lot of different seminars, and I tell a lot of people that in order to go to your next step or your next destiny, you have to be willing to take a long trip, because there's a lot of curves and roads and bumps that we have to go through. I'm sure just like you and sister, myself and others, a lot of people have to go through some things in order to get to where they want to be. But my question to you was, when you start doing Woman Act now and you were getting it together, what was your main frame for it? What got you to want to do what you were doing?
Well, you know, it's interesting that you asked me that, because, again, that's right in line with your strength. When I decided to do Woman Act Now, I had been traveling around the country for 6 years teaching on financial empowerment and teaching on financial responsibility. And I recognized that, you know, many people, they responded to the message, but they didn't, there was really no accountability for them to really begin to execute and demonstrate the message of being financially responsible. And I really did have a heart for women and wanted to be in relationship with women. And so as a result of that, I asked myself this question. If I were to do something for 5 years and maximize my talent, my skill, my intellect, and maximize my strength, what would that one thing be? And when I answered that question, Woman Act Now is what came to my mind. And I started the organization actually in 2007, but I birthed Woman Act Now in 2004,
uh-huh.
3 years prior, while I was doing this other thing, you know. And so as a result of really answering that question, where can I put all of my skills, talents, intellect, strengths in one direction? It's what I call the center point theory, is that if you focus everything, all of your energies, in one direction, and that you really focus it, we have five fingers and we can be doing something on each one, but if you ball up your fingers and put them into a fist, it becomes much more powerful. And so I began to say, I'm not going to do anything outside of Woman Act Now. If it does not focus, if it does not fit within it, then I'm not going to participate. I'm not going to run across the country to go do this thing. But if I cannot do Woman Act Now, then that's not what that's not the assignment I'm going to take. And so I've been true to that for the last 2 years. I've seen the organization grow from zero women to 250 women. And so as a result of that, it's just following your strengths. I'm a communicator, so I have to figure out how to communicate, and this is one vehicle in which I can do it and do it well.
Wow. Well, I can't wait to pick up your book. I can't wait to read it. I was actually emailing my assistant to tell her, look, go online, get the book for me. And hopefully we can work out something where I can probably have you come and, you know, speak on your book and sell
sure.
your book. Because just hearing what you're saying, as a motivator, you're making me more encouraged to go out
Aww.
There and continue to encourage people and to change some things in their lives.
Oh, absolutely. Man, act now.
Yeah.
That's the other part. We tell the man, just take the W-O off and take the S's off and, you know, just move on, brother. Move on, and move on. You know,
yeah.
this information really isn't gender specific. It is just focused so that I can be focused to really help the women who are my target audience, who are the women that I'm passionate about as it relates to them being executors and being doers. And a part of this, as it relates to what we're talking about, when it comes to following your strengths, the most important part is conversion.
Mm-hmm.
If you cannot convert, if you are a singer and you say I'm a singer, but you cannot convert your talent into something of value, and it doesn't always mean it's money, but are you recognizing the conversion process? Even if here's a simple conversion. If you were a singer and you
mm-hmm.
took that talent and you went to a nursing home, you sung to these people and they enjoyed your singing. That
uh-huh.
is conversion. Because now you've gotten something back in return for the gift and the talent you have. You take the same ability and you convert that ability. You record a CD. You release the CD to someone. And if one person paid you $10 for that CD that you made at home, you have converted the talent into some valuable opportunity. And most of us, we don't train ourselves well enough and move from a raw talent to a strength.
Yeah.
And strengths are the only thing that can be converted.
Yeah. I'm going to get off the line, but I tell people a lot of times, even with the CD that I just did called Enrich Your Counsel, I tell a lot of people that not only do you have to be prepared to do what you need to do, you need to make sure that the people that are around you will be an encourager to you. And not
absolutely.
Only, yeah, because there's a lot of times we have people that we share our dreams and our goals about doing things. And those are the main folks that are hoping that you don't succeed because they're not succeeding.
Absolutely.
So,
I'm in agreement with that.
Yes,
and it's important that you know the saying, go where you're celebrated, not where you're tolerated.
Exactly.
And I
tell a lot of females when I do my seminars, because we do different breakup of seminars, and I tell a lot of women, I say, if your man ain't for you and he's not encouraging you, please pack your bags and go. I need you somewhere where you're going to be encouraged, because believe it or not, to survive, and you need me. So you got to have somebody that's going to encourage you.
Oh, absolutely. Well, Joshua, thank you so much for
calling
in and being a part of the show, and thank you for your encouragement.
Please do, and don't forget to listen to my show and drop in.
I won't. You're at 2:30 after this show.
Okay.
Okay. Right. Thank you, Joshua.
Mm-hmm. Bye-bye.
All right. You're listening to Anna, the Real McCoy, talking about following your strengths. Following your strengths and learning how to convert your opportunities, convert those opportunities into, convert your strengths, into real opportunities. And so that's what this show is really all about, and I really appreciate you taking the time to listen and to participate and communicate with us. I want to move quickly to weaknesses. It's important that I think we identify this particular area. When we talk about your weaknesses, most of us really find it really easy to talk about the strengths that we have, but we may feel uncomfortable owning up to our weaknesses. One of the things that I talk about in the book, and I won't nearly be able to communicate or identify as well here on the program, is when you understand your strengths, your weaknesses, your opportunities, and your threats, your weaknesses, not from the things that are not so good about you. We want to pay attention to our weaknesses, because weaknesses actually create threats to your opportunities. So that's why it's so important that you understand equally so what your weaknesses are in a particular area. And then the goal is not to make it a strength. It's only to improve the weakness so it thereby decreases the threat upon the opportunity that may present itself to the strength that you have. So when we think about our strengths, I want you to think about the chain theory. And the chain theory is really your strength is your weakest link. And what I mean by that, whatever strength you have, whatever strength you are operating on, whatever strength you believe that you are converting into a true opportunity, that is your weakest link. And the primary reason for that is that if you do not pay attention to the weaknesses of that strength, then you will have hidden threats. You will have those threats that perhaps they will blindside you. They will take you down in a particular time or space that you would never have imagined. So in order to be conscious about what we do, we want to be conscious when it comes to our ability to examine, to look at our strengths and look at our weaknesses. So when we think about, many of you can identify with this particular area when we talk about weaknesses. Many of us have gone through interviews, and many of us are going through them right now. And just get ready for that question. That question during the interview that you are going to cringe and that you're going to dread is the age-old question, what is your greatest weakness? God forbid, I'm going to tell you the truth. Because at the end of the day, when I think about that question, what I want to do is I really want to handle the question with confidence. And how do I handle that question with confidence? I handle it with an ability to be able to understand my weaknesses and be able to convert the weakness or improve it just enough that it does not damage the strength that I have. So, for example, if you have a weakness, then you have to identify it, then share a strength or an opportunity that you believe would help you overcome it. For example, you might respond to that question, I would say that my greatest weakness has been a lack of proper planning. I often overcommit myself to too many different tasks, and then I'm not able to fully accomplish each as I would like. However, since I've come to recognize that weakness, now listen carefully to what I'm doing. Now I'm actually going to give you a way that I'm going to convert that weakness into a strength. So I've come to recognize that weakness, and I've taken steps to correct it. For example, I regularly attend time management seminars, and I now carry a planning calendar at all times so that I can schedule all of my appointments and prioritize my to-do list. Now your weakness, when you think about that weakness, which is what? What is the weakness? The weakness is your ability to not properly plan. If you leave that out in the atmosphere, then you will be seen as a poor planner. However, if you actually speak to the weakness with a strength, then you want to speak to that person and let them know that you are already improving that particular area, and you're going to be viewed very, very differently. And so when we talk about your ability to be able to convert that weakness not to a strength, all we're trying to do is get you to improve it just a little bit. So when you assess your weaknesses, it's important to be honest with yourself, but you don't have to beat yourself up over everything that you haven't done or haven't accomplished. So here's one of the things that when it comes to a weakness, I want you to think about this. And again, I'm going to put it in a mathematical equation because it's advantageous to identify your weaknesses. So as you become aware of them, you can plan to develop new habits, partner with other people, or learn new skills in order to eliminate or at least minimize the threats to your success of effectiveness caused by your weaknesses. And that's what this is all about. When you have a strength, we want you to be strong. We want you to be effective. We want you to be able to provide near-perfect performance every time. So now, when we think about weakness, this is how we can, what'd you say, sister, my greatest weakness, let me think about that. Well, this is how I'd like you to think about it. I want you to consider, this is an equation. If you have a minute, write it down. Weakness equals an investment divided by a talent. So now what that means is that you had a raw talent, and I want you to invest that raw talent, and I want you to divide it by how much time you spent creating, you know, how much time you spent on it. And what you're going to find out, that's how we have weaknesses. Weaknesses equal an investment divided by talent. What it means is that we haven't put forth the time, the energy, or the effort. It's not a natural way of thinking, acting, or behaving. And so as a result of that, it becomes a weakness in our lives. And so how do we get to improve it or move it to a place of being a strength? All it needs to be is all we need to do is we look at the investment. We look at the investment of time and energy. We look at that investment, and as a result, then we see where we need to spend more time, effort, the acquisition of knowledge. Then we will become stronger in that particular area. Even if it's just a little bit of improvement, it'll begin to minimize your threats. And the threats are those things that will keep you from your opportunities. So now let's think about this again. In other words, I'm going to weakness equals an investment. I know this is probably, it's like, what in the world is Anna talking about? Well, that's why you need to get the book so you can read it. Good, sister. Help them out. Weakness equals investment divided by a talent. Thank you, girl. Thank you. But this is what it means. It's kind of hard to explain, but if you just stick with me, you're going to get it. You're going to get it. I'm telling you. So it's on page 142 of Woman Act Now. So in other words, weakness equals an investment, which is time, effort, energy, and knowledge. It's the acquisition of knowledge. That's what the investment is. Divided by a talent. It is the raw ability, understanding, feelings, beliefs, and behavior. So now I want you to picture this for a minute. Picture a scale of 1 to 5 to rate your ability to keep your commitments. Now here's the weakness. The weakness would be a commitment, okay? We have a challenge with our commitment level. See, that's a weakness. So that because we have a lack of commitment, then it could threaten an opportunity, which means that you may not arrive on time. You may forget that you made a commitment. You may just totally disregard your commitment. So your weakness is that you have a commitment. Your commitment. So now let's look at this again. If we look at this scale of 1 to 5, that's your ability to keep a commitment, 1 being the lowest, 5 being the highest. So we're going to say that your investment, which is time, effort, energy, and knowledge, can also be measured on a scale of 1 to 5. If you consistently miss appointments, forget what you have told others, take on in one day more than you could possibly do in a year, and wonder why you can't seem to get out of your rut, you're at the low end of the scale. So now, when we look at the investment of time, we want to look at a 1. Unfortunately, you have never done the necessary things that can improve your track record. What I mean by that is that you have a poor track record, a person who does not keep her commitments. All right, so with that in mind, you've never taken an organization class. Maybe it's just a little bit of time management that you have a problem with. Or perhaps it's a lack of being a woman or a man of your word, keeping your word. So regardless of where you start on the scale of weaknesses to strength, your investment of time, effort, energy, and knowledge is the only thing that will move you from poor to proficient performance in a given area. Now, we can shift weaknesses to strengths simply by taking small, deliberate steps. For example, and I only got a couple of minutes. God, though, I'm run out of time. But for example, reading an article that discusses techniques to help you keep your commitments can boost your investment score by 1 point. So let's say we started off with commitment. And I know I'm going real fast, but you started off with your commitment. Your investment of commitment was a 1. Your time, energy, and effort, you had a poor, you know, 0 talent. You weren't born to be a committed person. You were 0 in your investment. You get 0. But if we improve your talent of commitment by going to, let's say you took one course or you read an article that helped you become a woman of your word, it improved your score by 2. Now divide 2 into 1. Now you are starting to see that zeros start to become 0.5, start to become 0.1. It is starting to improve. It's not a strength because it's not a 5. But at the end of the day, the more you do in investing your time, energy, effort in the acquisition of knowledge, you'll begin to create an opportunity where you'll move that weakness to the point of becoming a strength. And I'm not the proponent that you should have all strengths. I'm just saying and advocating that when you have a weakness, figure out how you can improve it just a little bit to move from poor to proficient. Well, I'm about to run out of time. So I want to thank you all for listening to us today. I want to encourage you to visit our website at womanactnow.com. Be a part of the organization. It will help you to achieve your goals, to begin to recognize what your strengths, your weaknesses, your opportunities, your threats are. You're going to become a better executor, a doer of your word by being a part of Woman Act Now. There are so many benefits there. You have online coaching. You have an ability to speak with the coach on a weekly basis through our conversations with coach. So there are many different ways that we're going to support you and keep you accountable to achieving your dreams. We have what we call Days Until. Those are those moments. What do you do between the days until? When you set a goal, when you move a thought to an action, to a material reality, what's happening in the days until? Well, that's what Woman Act Now is all about. It's holding you accountable in the days until. When most people, they leave you alone, they leave you unchecked, they leave you where you don't have any relationship, and then you hide and you play the hide-and-seek game. Well, we're going to come after you at Woman Act Now. So we want you to know if you're in the Dallas area, consider joining us for our meeting on tomorrow night. And otherwise, have a grand day and make the most of it. Listen for your words to come back to you and fulfill its purpose. Be blessed. Bye-bye.
You know you need to get control of your finances, but like many people, you probably don't know where to start. That's why Anna McCoy and her husband Richmond have created a plan of action they call Building Generational Wealth. This easy-to-follow workbook contains step-by-step instructions that will enable you to understand and act to secure your financial future. You'll learn how to determine your net worth, reduce debt, manage your money, and even plan for retirement. Seize your financial future today. To order, simply visit AnnaMcCoy.com.
Who's that lady?
Get up!
Stop, listen, it's a Ram McCoy show. Stop, listen, it's a Ram McCoy show. Who's that lady?
Get up!
The Ram McCoy. Stop, listen, it's a Ram McCoy show. Stop, listen, it's a Ram McCoy show.
Persuasive, she's passionate, and she's got one purpose, to help you live an incredible life. Anna McCoy is a life coach, financial educator, author, entrepreneur, and inspirational speaker. She'll give you the real answers to tough questions.
Who's
and now,
lady?
Your host,
Anna.
Anna.
The Real McCoy.